Hollywood spent this summer in recovery mode, recovering from COVID, strikes, even from hurricanes. Still, for the right film, like Inside Out 2, audiences flocked to cinemas. So what'll be the films that really hit as the weather turns chilly? Critic Bob Mondello makes some educated guesses in his fall movie preview.
Superhero fatigue is a thing. Anti-hero fatigue, not so much. Everybody loves a villain, and the fall has plenty to choose from.
I can't believe I'm doing this. Beetlejuice.
The juice is loose.
Michael Keaton's trickster demon is back.
I need you to help me save my daughter. But how do I know that you're going to keep your word?
He won't.
I swear on my dead mother's soul. Bob.
Me?
You and the boys stand guard. Nobody gets through.
Okay, but keeping out the other guys will take some doing. Joaquin Phoenix, say, has a fresh date with destiny in Joker Folie à Deux.
You can do anything you want.
The other half of Deux being Lady Gaga's Harley Quinn.
Your Joker.
Spider-Man's nemesis is back, too, in Venom, The Last Dance.
We are future.
And pretty much everyone's a villain, except hero Paul Mescal in Gladiator 2.
Rome has so many subjects, she must feed them.
They can eat war!
Childish emperors, Denzel Washington as a power broker, and Mescal bringing the whole Roman Empire crashing around his shoulders.
This is about survival!
On a smaller scale, there are rival mob fixers, George Clooney and Brad Pitt, forced to work together.
No.
In Wolves.
It's not how I work.
This is not how I work.
You got, like, the same clothes. You got to talk the same. Like, basically the same guy.
We're not partners.
So you're secret partners.
We're not secret partners.
Paul Reiser and Cole Meany are long-estranged Irish cousins in The Problem with People.
Bring it on.
We'll see about that.
Oh, yeah, we will see about that.
In A Real Pain, Jesse Eisenberg and Kieran Culkin are different neurotic cousins who go to Poland to get in touch with their pre-Holocaust roots.
The conductor's gonna come through taking tickets. We tell him we're going to the bathroom. He gets to the back of the train. He's gonna start heading towards the front looking for stragglers.
Sorry, where are the stragglers?
Yeah.
Tickets are probably like 12 bucks.
It's the principle of the thing. We shouldn't have to pay for train tickets in Poland. This is our country.
No, it's not. It was our country. They kicked us out because they thought we were cheap.
And as a reviewer, it pains me to say this, but the nastiest guy on screen this fall may just be the title character in The Critic.
You've compared me to livestock, creatures of the sea, and an extinct bird. It's going to stop.
Oh, are you retiring?
How on earth do you live with yourself?
Please. This is only the beginning.
Fall is the time when awards contenders gather, this year including Kate Winslet in the biopic Lee, about groundbreaking World War II photographer Lee Miller.
We don't send women to combat.
Well, that's a problem, because I'm here.
Also Blitz, a war story from 12 Years a Slave director Steve McQueen. There's a passion project by Godfather director Francis Ford Coppola called Megalopolis.
When does an empire die?
A Palme d'Or winner from Cannes about a sex worker named Enora and the wayward son of a Russian oligarch.
If I get married to an American, I wouldn't have to go back to Russia.
So who should marry?
And the film Here reunites director Robert Zemeckis with his Forrest Gump stars, Tom Hanks and Robin Wright, de-aged by AI for a story that takes them from 18...
Hey, Dad. Like to meet Margaret.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Young.
All the way to 80.
Time sure does fly, doesn't it?
Sure does.
Also time traveling, the teenager in My Old Ass, who's tripping on mushrooms when she meets her older self.
Dude, I'm you. You're me.
And gets a lot of unwanted advice.
Can you avoid anyone named Chad?
Good morning, Elliot. Have you met Chad?
And filmmaker Jason Reitman jumps back 49 years to tell the story of some pals of his director dad, Ivan Reitman.
Chevy Chase, Gilda Radner, Dan, how the f*** do you pronounce this?
Ackroyd.
It's the tale of the very first broadcast of a little late-night comedy show they'd come up with.
My name is Lorne Michaels. I'm the producer of Saturday Night.
The whole night?
Yeah, the whole night.
Specifically, the hours leading up to the words, live from New York, on October 11, 1975.
We're just not ready.
Doesn't matter that we're ready. It matters that it's 11:30. That's when we go on.
Showbiz also figures in a seriously offbeat documentary about singer Pharrell Williams.
You know what would be cool is if we told my story with Lego pieces.
Seriously?
Yes, Lego.
The documentary is called Piece by Piece. Other intriguing animated films include Abruptio, a stop-action horror comedy.
My name is Les Hackle, and I have a bomb in my neck.
Also stop-action, Memoir of a Snail, about an odd Australian family. And there's the computer-animated Wild Robot, about an android marooned on an island.
You are defective. I feel fine.
You should not feel anything.
But the season's biggest fish out of water tale is live-action. A classic musical based on a classic movie.
The Wonderful Wizard of Oz.
summons you to the Emerald City.
It features two witches, one popular, played by Ariana Grande.
Why couldn't possibly? This is your moment. I'm coming.
The other, Green, played by Cynthia Erivo. And a wizard with a dastardly plan you'd pretty much have to call Wicked.
The best way to bring folks together is to give them a real good enemy.
Like I said back at the beginning, yes, a whole season's worth. I'm Bob Mondello.